T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You always won every time you place the bet.
78. I totally screwed up today.
No one's gotten to you yet.
Happens.
You're forgiven. I love this song.
Turn it up. Don't be afraid of this song, Sam. Turn it up.
Every time they were sure that you. You were quicker than they thought.
I don't care. I still love Bob Seger.
Oh, I love Bob Seger. I especially love really, really early Bob Seger.
I gotta put that on my list. I've never seen him.
He's basic. Well, you missed your chance.
He's done.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is this one actually from the 80s, Scott?
Oh.
No.
Is the next one from the 80s? What is it?
Like a Rock?
Yes.
That one's from the 80s?
Yeah, that was like 86
or so. That truck ad run that song
for
me.
Today.
1 for 5.
Mm-hmm. Now, 2, you had Shakedown.
Yeah, we did have Shakedown. Right. Yeah. 1985 on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen to this story from KCTV 5. Road rage is on the rise. No surprise there.
No, it's still sad.
If you had to guess the percentage increase in road rage incidents in the last 10 years, do not look.
I'm not looking. I'm looking at the
What is your guess? The percentage increase, and you can text me at 22980, in the last 10 years, you will fall out of your chair.
75%.
No.
Higher or lower?
Fatal crashes linked to aggressive driving climbed what percent in 10 years, and you are low?
I'm going to guess 400%.
Scott?
200%.
500%. Those are the fatalities. I'm going to say that again. Fatal car crashes linked to aggressive driving climbed nearly 500%, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Okay. Last week, a Wisconsin woman, I can't even say this, but I'm going to say it, teaching her teenage son to drive.
Yeah, I saw this story. This is sad.
Was shot to death in a road rage incident right in front of her kid. And so this story, and Five posted it. It's a CNN story that Five posted. It's asking the question, like, is it worse? Is it because summer was hot? Is it? No, it's been climbing for 10 years.
Why?
The Trace, a nonprofit news organization that tracks gun violence, found incidents of drivers brandishing a gun in a threatening manner or firing a gun at another driver or passenger rose from 247 to 620, so more than double.
People are stupid.
In the first 6 months of 2017, there were 325. That is nearly 2 per day. And I want you to remember that the next time you really want to flip someone off in traffic, because we've all wanted to do it.
You do that. I don't.
California howdy.
We've all wanted to do it. There are nearly 2 per day in the United States where someone either brandishes a gun and does this.
It's unacceptable.
Or shoots into someone else's car.
Jersey salute.
I mean, I'm afraid now even, Scott, to slam on the horn, because that makes people crazy.
My dad is very prone to road rage and has been all of my life. And people always told him that he was going to get himself shot. And I catch myself constantly honking at people and giving them the California howdy.
Why? For what purpose, Sam?
Well, I drive a large vehicle and it doesn't pick up speed very well. So people like to race around me and cut me off. And they definitely get a good honking for that.
Will they honk when the light turns green if you wait like a half a second? Yep.
But hang on. Wait. I'm not riding you, but I am going to ride you a little bit.
Phrasing.
What do you get out of it? What's the point?
I would agree that there is absolutely no point.
You just get mad.
Then why do it?
You just get mad.
Yeah, there's no point.
See, I am not a road rager. You can honk at me all day long. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm also the guy that if somebody flips me off, I just smile and wave.
Okay.
But yet if somebody honks at you, you've got to give them the middle finger because what?
No, no. If they honk at me because they're mad about something I did, I smile and wave.
Okay.
But if they cut me off and put me in danger.
Yeah.
They've broken this down into categories, okay? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
51% of respondents say they've tailgated on purpose.
Done it.
Done it.
Not done it.
47% polled yell at other drivers. Now, that's a lot of people lying.
Done
it's
it.
Way higher than 47.
Done it.
Yelling at another driver, if you're in your car and they can't see it, that's not road rage to me. That's just letting it out. I yell at other people. Today, somebody... was like on their cell phone or something. They were merging into my lane and we were in a 2-lane road and I screamed out the word, I screamed out the D word. I go, move out of my lane, D.
This says 33% of drivers admitted gesturing obscenely.
Yeah,
done it.
The middle finger.
Listen to this.
I've done
3%
that. 3%
of respondents, this is 6 million people, 3%. Are guilty of ramming another car on purpose.
Never done that.
No, I've not done that either.
I've not done
that. Okay, 4% admit they have gotten out of their car to confront another driver.
Never done that.
Never done that either.
You should do that if you want to get shot, because that's what's going to happen if you do that.
I've never gotten out of my car. I've been frustrated. I remember one time I was driving down, I was going westbound on Shawnee Mission Parkway. And I'm a drive the speed limit kind of guy. I don't ever want to get a ticket. I don't have the money. I don't want to deal with it.
Not even a few over?
Oh, maybe less than five.
Okay.
But I usually obey the speed limit pretty strictly. And I'll never forget, I was at the corner of Midland Road and Shawnee Mission Parkway. And we came to a stoplight. And this lady was to my right. And she's like viciously honking her horn at me. And I look over and, you know, through a window that was up, I go, what? And she gives me the universal sign to roll down my window. So I roll down the window and I go, what? And she goes, it's a highway. The speed limit is 55. I mean, she's like screaming at me. I go, A, it's a parkway. And I was going the speed limit.
Did you say anything else? Be honest.
I rolled the window up after that. That was it.
Listen to this. Do not attempt to take the right of way from another driver, okay? Instead, let it be given to you by the other driver. You would never just cut somebody off while in line at the grocery store because you'd have to face them. So don't do it in a car.
Try driving in like California or Houston.
There's
no way.
You will not
get anywhere without taking the right of way. Okay. You'll be in that lane with your turn signal on for days.
Well, whatever. Here's what I do not understand. I do not understand people who get so angry in traffic. It's almost like within the cocoon of that aluminum and steel carriage that you're in, somehow that gives you some sort of false sense of security that I can be a complete a-hole in here and nobody's going to do anything about it. Well, guess what? Bullets go through that. You don't have the right to be a complete jerk. I have never understood. My ex-wife.
Now, this says never.
My ex-wife was horrible.
This says never get out of your car and never lower your window. Both of those things.
Well,
don't.
She asked me to lower my window.
I would say no. No, I'm not lowering my window.
I had to explain to her what a parkway was.
No, you don't. There you go.
There are legitimate reasons to roll down your window. I would say don't roll down your window
in anger. If you're
right?
in a drive-thru.
I wasn't angry.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying I feel like that's an important distinction to make. Like, for example.
Now, she was angry. She was mad.
What is a legitimate reason to roll down your window in traffic? There's
not one. Yeah, there is.
The wind in your face.
To point the gun correctly.
I actually
I'm kidding.
A few months ago, I actually got someone while we were moving on a highway at like 70 miles an hour. I got a guy to roll down his window, and I told him the reason why I told him was because his gas cap was hanging out.
No way. If you come up to me on the highway and you're frantically roll your window down, I think you're trying to kill me. I wouldn't roll my window down for anyone. No way.
I did slap a guy's windshield one time on my motorcycle because he dang near took me out.
Well, but that's, Sam, that's different.
It's not different. You're supposed to let it go. AAA says let it go.
He almost took him out on his motorcycle.
Don't get out of your car.
He didn't. He was
on
a motorcycle.
Don't lower the window.
I didn't get off the bike either. I was on it the whole time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
To regress topics here, Bob Seger is coming to Columbia at Mizzou Arena on October 3rd.
Huh. Yep. Wow.
Maybe there's a road trip in our future.
Well, $75 a ticket.
To Columbia?
$75.
It's a school night.
He ain't Prince.
I'd pay $75 for Bob Seger.
And that's for the upper deck.
What's the lower deck?
Let me scroll here for a second.
Not $75.
Is it that at the Plagiarism Page Arena or whatever it is?
Formerly known as the Plagiarism Page Arena, yes.
This is why you don't name buildings after people until they're dead.
Floor row one is $575 a ticket.
God, what's he think? He's a member of the Eagles?
No, I think that's probably a resale price. Okay. That's probably someone who's looking to make
money. Ticketmaster.
Yeah, I know, but they lump in the third party with
that. We need to go back to you guys thinking there's ever a reason to roll your window down.
Well, we need to go back to you thinking that it's okay to flip somebody off.
I've also had someone get me to roll my window down to tell me my tire was running low.
Yep, I've had that happen. You've got a flat tire.
That's what they say to you before they kill you.
576-7798.
Okay.
Throwback to the 80s. That's a hidden gem right there. Ashley in Overland Park. Ashley, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just calling with the road rage. When my daughter was 14, she had her permit, and I was teaching her to drive, and she almost sideswiped a lady but corrected herself, and nothing happened. We got to the stop sign, and the lady got out of her car and came up to our car and started screaming at my daughter, telling her to get off the road, that she has her baby in the car. And at the same time, while she's up at our car screaming at us, she left her baby at the stop sign in her car by itself.
Oh, she left a baby in the car to come scream at you.
Yeah.
To complain that they almost hurt her baby.
Yeah.
People are dumb, Ashley.
It scares me, Ashley, with the 14-year-old driver, because they are learning. It terrifies me that a crazy person would come up to your daughter, Scott, or my kids and unleash craziness. Someone just wrote in, I was following a guy on the highway, and he was hauling wood in his trailer, and the wood was flying out all over the highway. I pulled up next to him and gestured, roll your window down, to try to let him know. He flipped me off. I forgot it, drove on, and let him deal with the wrath of killing someone.
Well, that's unfortunate, but... actually, that's all you can do. I mean, what are you going to do? Get in front of him and slow him down?
No, of course not.
He's going to get out of that truck?
I would call police. I would call the highway patrol or whoever and say, you know, Star?
Well, it's 911 is what it is. But that's really all you can do. Amelia in Stillwell. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was in a road rage accident. I was 19. It was April Fool's Day, and this guy was in a Ford F-150 behind me. He was riding my butt. It was morning, rush hour, stop-and-go traffic. It was really scary. I thought he was going to hit me. And all of a sudden, he gets over into the grass and starts passing, or trying to pass me. And he, like, cuts over in front of me and, like, slams on his brakes as he's cutting over, to where I had no chance. Like, I hit him. I couldn't not hit him because of just how fast he came over and how he just stopped. Like, he got out of his car, and he's, like, old. He's, like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. All right.
He's, like,
back
old.
In my day.
Right. He's old. He's older than you.
So you'd say he was, what, 49, 50?
I don't know, like 60. I don't know.
But then, sweetie, he got out of the car, obviously, because you couldn't avoid the car. And then what happened?
Well, I ended up hitting the back of him because he got over in front of me and just slammed on his brake.
Right. Amelia, we're losing you, and I am so sorry because I'm afraid you don't have a lot of time left to talk to Scott.
Quote of the week is, he was old.
Older than you.
Older than you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you
by the way, Dana, I appreciated your joke. No one else did, but I did.
Not just old, even older than Scott.
He wasn't old.
He was older than you.
He was old, like older than you.
Like dying.
Moderate fan here. Scott's old.
That one's going into the arc. Oh, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, better call in and talk to Scott now before we wheel him off to hospice.
He was old. I mean, he was like older than you, Scott.
And stay down.
You got your walker out in the hall with the little tennis balls on it.
That was fantastic.
The finer things in life. Happily, some are affordable, like Grey Poupon Dijon mustard. Grey Poupon is so fine, it's even made with white wine. Its original French Dijon recipe adds distinctive flavor to beef, pork, and poultry, salad dressing and sauces, and of course, sandwiches. So enjoy one of life's finer pleasures.
Pardon me, would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
Grey Poupon, it even has wine.
No, do not roll down your window
and ask for
someone
Grey Poupon.
For Grey Poupon.
Yeah, because they'll say, I got Grey Poop on my car. What?
Grey Poop on where?
I know the quality is not that good because our systems are kind of down. Can you play what that young lady just said to me a minute ago? Do you have it available?
Oh, we have it available.
Oh, my God. It's so rich.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
You're still sizzling from that
it's
burn.
He got out of his car, and he's, like, old. He's, like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. And then you hear me in the background go,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. I saw that one coming.
Thanks for that one.
That one's going in my book.
Wait, play it again, Sam. That's so funny.
He got out of his car, and he's, like, old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. Mary in Overland Park. Mary, hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, hello.
How old are you?
I'm older than all of us.
All right, good.
Hey.
I'm not going to get insulted.
Okay, not to minimize that there's some reckless drivers out there, to be sure, but I have two solutions to all the anger. I've done it, and people, it kind of throws them off. I blow them a kiss, or I make a big sign of the cross so they can see that I'm praying for them, I guess. I know that sounds silly, but
you blow them a kiss or show them the sign of the cross.
Yeah, I make the big sign of the cross. Now, if somebody truly is getting ready to pull out and smack you, I use my horn. Of course I will.
Ooh.
You know. But there's no value or good outcome in all the anger or the, I'm not going to roll down my window. Heck no.
Okay, Mary, I'm glad you wouldn't roll down your window because I wouldn't either. So this is from the story that CNN posted about the 500% increase in fatal wrecks in the last 10 years.
I just find that remarkable.
Specifically from aggressive driving and road rage.
Yeah.
Avoid any escalation of the conflict. Do not gesture or yell and avoid eye contact with both the aggressive driver and any passengers. Things will escalate if you react. It may not be fair, but let it go. If you made a mistake and cut someone off, make sure the other person sees that you're trying to apologize. You know, the courtesy wave. Oops, sorry. Make it perfectly obvious you do not want to meet them or talk to them. Concentrate on driving as safely as you can.
Oh, I give him the stare down. That I think that's on my hit list stare down.
The problem is this woman, this poor woman who was shot while she was teaching her 14-year-old to drive, Scott, I think it was in Wisconsin, right, this week. Mm-hmm. You know, they're saying, don't ever get out of your car. Don't ever get out of your car.
Yeah.
Well, they had a minor collision. And so
and it was a 14-year-old learning to drive.
Yeah, so, but if you're with your 14-year-old and you get in a minor collision, of course, at that point, your natural reaction is, well, better get my insurance information. Let's get out of the car. It was when she got out of the car to check the damage, he started yelling. Then she started yelling at him because she believed he caused the wreck. He then yelled a threat to kill her, pointed the gun at her, and fired.
Oh, my God. And that 14-year-old
was, yeah.
Has to live with that for the rest of his life. Not that it's his fault.
No.
But he'll project it. But speaking of the word project, I love it when somebody texts and it is not intended for the show.
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
But we end up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody writes in, and it's clearly not for us. What happened to you is extremely rare, so don't project it on all 14-year-olds.
Oh, no, that was for me. Because I had a gun pointed at me, and the man fired at my car when I was 14.
Which I think... Can I psychoanalyze you for a second?
Well, I don't think you have to psychoanalyze. I mean, he shot at my car.
Right, but this has affected you for life.
I don't have fear with respect to him because he is either dead or in prison.
Right, but what I think...
Like, he's that Topeka guy.
But what I think this did, was, you know, and not to get into a gun debate. I don't want to get into one.
Right.
But I think this set the ball rolling for you on your opinion of guns.
Well, and that I just assume the other driver is psycho. I mean, I just assume that. And I think if you assume that and you think about that before you react, because we all want to react. We want to honk the horn. We want to yell. We want to do the one finger wave. If you really think about that number, that fatal road rage incidents have gone up 500% in 10 years. That's the fatalities. That's not the injuries. That's not the wrecks. That's just the deaths.
Right.
If you really think about it, bite your tongue and move on. Just eyes on the road, straight ahead.
See, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't give people the middle finger. What I do is I give it below the dashboard. I do.
So you're not giving them the middle finger.
Right, but I'm giving them the middle finger.
No,
what did your car do to you?
You're giving the middle finger. You're just not giving it to them.
Well, you know what else I'm not getting?
What?
Shot.
Well, of course, yeah.
That's fair.
That just doesn't count as giving them the middle finger. Out of the line of sight, you know, you're not giving them anything.
People will say what happened to me is rare. You haven't read this story. It's not rare.
Mm.
It is not rare. And I can go back and repeat the brandishing of the weapon. Was it 30%? Is that what it was?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I just don't think there's anything in traffic that's worth dying for. There just really isn't.
Incidents of drivers brandishing a gun or firing a gun at another driver rose from 247
to 620.
So it's more than doubled. In the first 6 months of 2017, there have been 325. That is nearly two every day. Do not tell me what happened to me was rare. It might have been rare back in 1989 or whatever year that was. It ain't rare today.
What did you do to deserve it?
Pulled out to turn.
That was a
too
joke,
wide in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I mean, I was probably 15 years old when that happened.
I think we as Kansas Cityans, though, are quite lucky with our traffic patterns and the fact that we don't have insane traffic 26 hours a day.
Yeah.
Whereas if we lived in somewhere like L.A. or Miami or something, we probably would have a different outlook on what is okay and not okay.
But it makes me feel better and worse in a weird way that I bet my house he was in prison by age 20 because I know who it is. There's no way he's...
Oh, you know who he is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Police knew right away who it was.
Oh, so you reported it.
This was... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was he arrested?
Yes.
For shooting your car?
Yes. They had the bullet in the tire.
Well, I understand. You never told me this part.
Yeah, yeah. So it makes me feel better because I know he's not out there. He was just a bad, bad guy. But then it makes me feel worse because I think it could have been really bad because he was such a bad guy.
So you know he's in jail?
I just... You know that kid that...
You've never checked.
I've never checked. He's either dead or in prison. He's that guy.
Hmm. Hey, Will.
Yes, sir.
Hey, your mama's so old, she's older than Scott Parks.
Oh!
Factually accurate.
That just came in on the text line.
My mama is indeed older than Scott Parks.
Oh, God.
576-7798.
But I know the reason why you keep your silence up. No, you don't believe.
Not about watching a man drown.
The weather doesn't show, but the pain still grows. Some stranger to you and me.
Drums, please. That song's pretty awesome.
Can you listen to this song without picturing Mike Tyson?
No.
No. From The Hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark on I-29. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Hi.
Good afternoon, buddy.
Thank you very, very much for taking care of our show the way you do.
Thank you for letting us take care of it.
Well, I don't know if you remember me or not. I'm Mark, the truck driver that's based out of Omaha, and I've been listening to you guys for years.
Yeah, I remember you, Mark. Go ahead.
I had an incident this morning dealing with road rage, and it turned out to be a karma incident. I couldn't believe my eyes. There was an accident this morning southbound on I-29 coming into St. Joe. And the state troopers were out. They had everybody narrowed down to one lane for like a mile and a half before the actual where the accident scene was, so they had everybody shifted over into one lane so that way traffic would continue to flow pretty easily, right?
Yeah.
And there was one gentleman that decided to pull out of the lane of traffic and try and zip up past everybody in lane and then cut back in. Well, it just so happens the Missouri State Trooper saw him doing this and turned on his little bubblegum machine, and the guy darted back into the line of traffic, and the trooper made him come out of the line of traffic onto the shoulder of the road and decided to give him a little piece of paper. So I thought that was kind of a nice, because as he was going by, everybody was kind of, the road rage was starting. But then karma kicked in, and it just kind of made my day.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You just want to wave it in when you go by, but you shouldn't.
Several people are wanting to know, why has Enjoy Your Meth not come up on the show yet? Now explain that story.
Oh, that's right.
Explain that story.
He cut off my mother. The guy cut off my mother driving the wrong way through a hotel lobby.
Lobby?
You know, right in front of the lobby where the doors are, where the valet guy stands.
Entrance?
Well, I don't know, whatever that little circle drive is right there.
Sure.
And he cut off my mother as we were backing her into the only available slot in front of the hotel. And I was so dumbfounded that he did. I mean, I honestly could not believe he did it. And then he got out of the car and went, huh, and walked right past me.
And then as he walks past you, you scream,
Enjoy your meth.
Enjoy your meth.
Very respectable thing to shout.
By the way, one of the greatest one-liners of all time.
I was not in, around, or near any car, by the way, when I said that. I was standing
I don't care.
Next to the valet guy.
So that wasn't road rage. That was sidewalk rage.
It was pedestrian rage, and I had it.
It was still one of the greatest one-liners in the history of all time.
Hey, speaking of meth, did you see the look-alike online this week?
Oh, the Walking Dead. Sam,
look this up. There is a guy.
He's a doppelganger.
And the mugshot is widely circulating on the internet because the mugshot goes out. He was arrested.
Yep.
And the minute you look at him, he is Heisenberg.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He is Walter White in Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the mugshot was released, like I think police thought, like nobody's going to comment about this. The mugshot goes viral because, yes, he was arrested for meth possession, but side by side, he looks exactly like, look at this. I mean, side by side, Scott.
No, he's a doppelganger.
It's insane. Yeah. He looks just like Walter White. And here's the funniest
part
about the story.
The glasses.
Oh, he's got this glasses and everything. And so people online are saying things like, say my name, which you get the reference if you saw the show. I'm walking by. Rebecca Crockett takes a look at the mugshot and goes, wow, that looks just like him. You know, sweet little Rebecca Crockett. Mm-hmm. And then there's this pause. And she goes, well, I mean, I guess if I was in the market for meth, that's who you'd want to buy it from.
Well, right?
Yes, that's what she said. I go, Rebecca Crockett.
I mean, that's genius for a meth dealer.
It's kind of a good marketing campaign.
Did he have a Winnebago in the middle of the desert?
Did he?
Was the product blue?
That's the good stuff right there.
I couldn't believe she said that.
It's true.
If you Google Walter White mugshot meth, you will get results today.
I typed in Breaking Bad lookalike, and every response is
Todd
that.
Barrick Jr. bears an uncanny likeness.
Goes by Heisenberg.
I bet he does.
All right, we got to get out of here. There's more to this night than just sitting around here talking.
I mean, you're old. You got to get to bed.
I got to get to my AARP meeting.
It's past your bedtime,
Little Fortune's
mister.
Almost done.
Oh, Rebecca hasn't heard this. Do you still have that clip still floating around over there? Here, turn it off.
I don't have it open.
You don't. Oh, my God. I mean, I've been jabbed before. I've never been jabbed that well. I mean, he was old. Like, he was older than you, Scott.
Oh.
Damn.
And Scott, the only words that he could mutter were, all right.
Okay. No, I just go, okay. All right. Felt like a million. Have a great night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, one. God willing. Be safe. The height of summer. Be good.
I'd never felt that strong like a rock. I was 18, didn't have a care. Working for peanuts, not a dime to spare.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.